This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 146 for Tuesday, November 17th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger in most months Tuesday, hitting fresh multi-year highs as solid end-user demand and bullish technical signals provided support. Canola was down 30 cents to up more than $3. The January contract, it's up $3.60 at $562.90 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy oil were also up on the day, and that provided spillover support. With canola exports running well ahead of the year-ago pace, the need to ration some of that demand contributed to today's speculative buying. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar also provided support. However, ideas the market is looking overbought did temper the upside. Scale-up hedge selling also slowed the advances. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were higher while wheat was down on the day. The January soybean contract up 16 cents at $11.69 per bushel. Soybeans hit their highest levels in 4 years with the tightening U.S. supply situation behind much of the buying interest. Yesterday's better-than-expected export and domestic crush data remained supportive, with the market working to ration some of that demand. Persistent weather concerns in South America also remained supportive, although recent rain has helped ease those concerns to some extent. Corn futures were also up on the back of solid demand and tightening supplies. The December contract up 4 cents at $4.20 per bushel. The recent strength in soybeans has caused the corn-soybean spread to widen. That's making corn look less attractive as a planting option for next spring. Resulting ideas that some corn acres could shift to soybeans were supportive. The USDA announced private export sales of 195,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are lower, with forecasts calling for beneficial rain across the U.S. plains behind some of the selling today. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in December at $5.49 per bushel. Kansas City 5 cents lower in December at $5.52 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 3 cents in December at $5.95 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 96% seeded as of this past Sunday. That was slightly ahead of normal. The crop rated 46% good to excellent, which was an improvement of 1 point on the week, but still slightly off the 52% good to excellent seen at this time last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 17th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.